who traveled with her, he has not been seen in nearly a week. Wall Street, the Dow is down 500 points in early trading. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very wet, dreary pattern seems to roll on almost endlessly, but hang on. We've got some very nice improvements to look forward to soon. Today and tonight, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again, locally heavy rainfall in spots, 84 the high today, 72 the low tonight, then tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mid-80s for a high. On Wednesday, there could be a few spotty storms ahead of this cold front sweeping through the state. Nice air back behind it. We could be in the upper 50s by first thing on Thursday morning. Sunshine, low humidity, highs in the 70s will follow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender.
Nothing will truck your blues away like a great deal on a truck of your dreams at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. September is truck month, and new trucks are on the way. Get Labor Day savings all month long. Come by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or call them at 334-285-9300. See if yours is headed their way. To make truck month extra special, Larry Puckett has expanded truck month to include a large selection of used trucks. All are priced to sell. As always, if you have an extra vehicle, bring it in for an instant cash offer. Larry Puckett not only has great buys on new Chevrolets, but they have a lot full of all pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or shop them online at LarryPuckett.com. You'll find great deals on automobiles at Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville.
Call David Ernest, and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Just talking about my head cold, how it's slightly descending.
Actually, I heard a replay this weekend. I could actually hear your voice a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling better than it was, but still.
Liquor will do that, Joey. Liquor will clean the system.
Yeah, the show must go on. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program, we usually do a regular call, but he's busy. And that's
Ray's working.
A good excuse when Ray Bowles is busy. They always have jobs. They're always busy. I'm impressed.
Always working, man.
Always working there at Prattville Carpet. And whether you're looking, well, for carpet, it's in the name. And it could be something else, like traditional hardwood flooring.
What if I want a backsplash, Joey?
They have ceramic tile. You can do the brand new backsplash in the kitchen or remodel entire bathroom. You know, the house I grew up in, I don't know if I'm telling any tales out of school, let me know, Ray, but my parents had this backsplash in their kitchen, mm-hmm. and they had these little granite inlays, like inlays. It looks spectacular. It's much easier to clean. You could take a hot plate and put it on ceramic tile. You don't have to worry about, what is that, formica?
Yeah.
It's the cheap stuff. Yeah, it just melts. No, this is the way to go. It really looks better. It's easier to clean, and you can put hot stuff on it.
Oh,
it's great for a kitchen.
Any kind of kitchen upgrade like that is great for your house, especially the value of your house.
Well, and then I love the luxury vinyl plank. Now, I grew up with hardwood flooring in my home.
Of course you did.
And, yeah, I know. But it was like, man, this is a lot to upkeep. It looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But the house I'm in now is this vinyl plank. And number one, for just the look of it, you can't tell the difference from traditional hardwood.
Oh, it's good-looking floors.
But then when you walk on it, there's a little more give mm-hmm. to it. Like, it's softer in a way. A little bounce, which is actually feels better on the feet. Doesn't get quite as cold as, say, hardwood or as slick. That way pets can walk on it. If you do have any spills, like drinks or water damage, yeah, it can withstand. It's water-resistant, that luxury vinyl plank. And there at Prattville Carpet, they'll do a free in-home consultation. So call them at 285-8117 and ask about that free in-home consultation. They'll come to you with samples. They'll measure. That's for you and for them. For them to know what the job's going to require and for you to know, well, this is how much it's going to cost, give or take.
Right.
And the reason they bring samples is they don't want you to lose your marriage. They're looking out for you. You can sleep on those samples overnight before you pull the trigger on the big job and exactly what you want to put down. Again, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117, or you can always stop by their showroom at 2201 Cobbsford Road right there in Prattville. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, more fallout from this drone strike. You know, big bad Biden. Well, we took out ISIS-K, just pig Latin for CIA. Well, actually, it turns out ISIS-K means aid workers, a family man. Coming to meet seven children.
Remember how they sold this, Joey? This is more disturbing than anything. For 2 days, we kept hearing about we're going to have another incident at the airbase.
Right.
And then, hey, we've got the suicide bomber, whatever they want to call
him. We identified the guy.
He's on the way, and we struck him down with a drone.
We tracked him all the way from the Khorasan region.
Right.
No, you didn't.
Right.
You killed a family man, an aid worker, and children. And you tried to sell it as like, well, look at my big...
Exactly.
We took out the terrorist. Makes you wonder how many other strikes like this that weren't as much under the magnifying scope.
But they're going to hang it on Millie.
How much this has gone on for years and years and years. On Pompeo now saying Kabul strike was driven by politics. Yeah, you think?
You think?
And it's these, I'm serious, you look back over 10, 20 years, how many strikes were done like this mm-hmm. that were just swept under the rug?
Well, the only way you'll ever really find out about them, and I don't even know if you can find out this way, usually when they have an air and drone strike like that, families get paid.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know how much money we've paid out in the last 20 years.
And don't get me wrong, the U.S. military, the Israeli military, they invest billions of dollars in having ordinances that are precise.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, you saw what took out Soleimani.
Right.
It was like a single truck. They didn't have that capability at the beginning of the war on terror,
right.
So to speak.
But if you got bad intelligence, you
right.
have the best weapons.
And when it really doesn't matter about a true military objective, just showing, hey, we're strong still, even mm-hmm. though you might suicide bomb us, we'll just bomb, you know... children. It helps explain why Afghanistan was a mess for so long. And this in spite of the actual courage and expertise of so many men and women on the ground there, including Afghans who fought and died alongside Americans for the same cause. But when you have the United States government putting in their pals at the higher levels of the Afghan government and military, no wonder these yahoos cut and run at the first sign of a deal. The fact that the leadership there in Afghanistan was not willing to stand up and ready to fight, even though they did have fighters on the ground, Afghans, who were more than happy to fight, just shows what a failure this whole war was. We should have been out 19 years ago. And it should be a wake-up call to anybody, especially if you have family members, sons and daughters, brothers, husbands, wives, sisters in the military serving right now. The next time Joe Biden and his ilk, could be Biden, could be Harris, could be anybody else, say, we need to send your sons and daughters off to war, they need to prove it. They need to get an actual vote from Congress. The votes they get from Congress, they shouldn't stretch them thin. Like, how is it that you get authorization almost unanimously from the Congress after 9/11 to go after the people who did 9/11 and harbored those who did 9/11, and then somehow 15 years later you're fighting battles in Somalia? It's this sort of crap. And using the justification, that's the headline, the war on terror, for carrying out other little pet projects from whatever cliques in power at the State Department or DOD. This is the nonsense we got to stop. And it's unconscionable that these people who make terrible mistakes at the highest levels, even when their mistakes lead to catastrophe, they get a promotion because they impacted the world. Isn't Washington, D.C. a lovely place? 272-9228. But will there be any accountability for this strike?
Yeah, but it's all going to be hung around Millie's neck with maybe everything Millie. Else going on.
Yeah, we'll put the millstone there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to David. Hey, David.
If I was a betting man, I would say no.
Yeah, thank you.
And, you know, even Millie, I doubt that, you know, even if he gets a slap on the wrist, he'll take a nice retirement and write a book and go on a tour and all that kind of good stuff.
He'll
that'll
say
be
how,
his payback.
How he was wrong the whole time.
Yeah, and you know something that's, which again just shows the hypocrisy of the legacy media. Do you remember when under Trump they did the strike on Soleimani? How many of them just were screaming at the top of their lungs that he was a war criminal and needed to be impeached?
Oh.
Has a single one said that about Biden?
No.
Right.
Not at all. And, you know, I had my concerns about the strike on Soleimani, more like, okay, what's the blowback going to be from this? Looks like they knew more of the chessboard than I did, you know, being the president and the secretary of state and all that. So, okay, fine, guys. Y'all did it right. Good deterrence. Took out a terrible guy. But to go to the next step of, like, Trump's a war criminal, and then you are completely silent, to your point, on any other strike, it shows how shallow and political these people are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're the ultimate in hypocrisy, for sure. So, you know, it just galls me, you know, the double-sided, you know, hypocrisy with which they basically see themselves.
Well, and now that we got talking about Soleimani, I am a bit nervous about how quiet news on the Iran front has been.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what they've been up to.
And guess what? Iran loves that.
Yep.
Of course they do.
Oh, North Korea, too. You've seen them fire off more missiles. It's just...
Yep.
They're celebrating the new slimmer Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks, David.
Appreciate it, David. Why do you think he's much slimmer? Solidarity with his people?
I think he got some Rona.
Yeah.
I think he got the Rona bad.
Yeah, North Korea is another one of those situations where it is, no doubt, if you pay attention to what's happening there, or have been over the decades, it is a true humanitarian crisis.
Oh, no
doubt. It is totalitarianism writ large. It's horrible. Millions being held hostage, starved to death, completely controlled by the dear leader, so to speak. But it's also one of the situations like, well, what are you going to do about it? Give them energy, technology, and food? Will that solve it? No. Oh, we're going to bomb them, go to war? Will that solve it? No. You'll end up with millions dead. It's one of those situations that doesn't make for great headlines, doesn't make for a good press release if you're a politician. It just is what it is. And it shows why you have to solve problems before they get way too bad.
All right.
And if there's a way to somehow give an exit strategy for the leadership in North Korea and free that country, I would love to see it. But it's one of those situations that nobody's going to be able to solve anytime soon.
And I don't want us in it. We can't even get the do not call list right. I don't want us in North
Korea. You don't want another fight on our hands on the Korean Peninsula?
Nope. Let's let that world, the end of the world, handle it. It is what it is. If something terrible happens in North Korea today to the population of North Korea, how's it going to affect Joey?
Right. Well, if you zoom out to the larger Indo-Pacific region, have you seen this brouhaha between France and the U.S. and the U.K. and Australia?
Yeah, I've been laughing at the French all weekend.
Yeah, so last week there was this deal made where the U.S., the U.K., and Australia are going to... Well, essentially they're giving Australia nuclear-powered submarines.
Right.
I mean, the world-class... Some of the deadliest weapons ever created by man. I mean, truly incredible technological marvels. And to think, you know, those Norwegians or those Scandinavians that helped create the first submarines during the Civil War were laughed at. By the way, upcoming this week, well, number one, on Wednesday, have the big anniversary party along with Greg's birthday at Baum Hours.
That's right. I forgot all about that,
and
Joey.
Thursday, I'm going to be talking to Arthur Herman, author of The Viking Heart, as well as many other books. And in The Viking Heart, he lays out how it was two different Scandinavian immigrants to the United States who were the engineers of some of the first submarine-like vessels during the Civil War. And the initial tests, like all these folks were taking bets, this thing's going to immediately sink. And they're laughing, and nope, it stood up.
If Joey, would you have been the first guy on that sub?
Right.
No, thank you.
Right. So these new nuclear submarines are world-class. Australia's going to get this technology. And so you think, oh, this is a great headline. The U.S., the U.K., Australia, working with Japan and South Korea and India. You create this quad of defense. But then the French are pitching a fit over it.
Yeah.
France first canceled a dinner.
Oh.
You know the French are serious when they cancel a dinner.
No croissant for you.
No foie gras for you. Good God.
I'll eat my freedom fries and be happy.
Right. But they pulled their ambassador next.
Yeah, they pulled
their ambassador. The French ambassador to the United States home. They pulled him home from the UK and Australia, I believe.
Yeah.
The French are like, this was our contract. And it's like, and you keep making fun of us with your radio host with terrible French accents.
Yeah.
We fought in your general direction. Stupid French. I'll take you serious when you get Napoleon back, all right?
There you go.
But yeah, they're deeply upset. I don't know if NATO will last. Yeah, okay, you're just pitching a fit.
Now, why do you think they're so upset, Joey?
No, because it's millions, if not billions of dollars worth of contract.
And they got left out.
Yeah, it's a lot of money that they're left out on. And it would be a key component to the strategy there in the Indo-Pacific, and they're essentially now cut out. Because a big part of that defense strategy will be submarines and other like vessels.
Would it make you feel better if you were a country, Joey, and you heard that the French were defending you?
No.
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 No. Because every French soldier issued a white flag right there.
You know, maybe it was like, you know, 1840 before Napoleon goes into Russia. You're like, man, the French, don't mess with them. Like the French and the Prussians. Right. Man, how the world changes.
Evolution.
All of a sudden.
Real men were born after that, and they realized these French guys ain't nothing but a bunch of sissies.
go down the rabbit hole one evening, Eddie, like on all of Napoleon's marshals.
Yeah.
Some badass dudes. Like,
what happened? What happened, Joey?
Well, mechanized warfare.
They lost it.
No way they'll cross the Maginot Line. They won't go through the forest. The Nazis won't go through the forest.
No way.
It'll be the Schlieffen plan all over again. By the way, if somebody calls up at 272-9228 and says, Joey, what's the Schlieffen plan?
Yeah.
I won't be able to explain it. I just heard the word once.
Ah.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. So a mess in Afghanistan.
Yes.
All quiet on the Iranian front. North Korea shooting off missiles, Australia joining the Quad along with India, Japan, South Korea, and the French are upset that they don't get to manage submarine warfare with the Aussies. We will not give you any gala events or ambassador. Like, man, they're serious.
Oh, wow.
We'll be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/radio. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air rallies for you. No matter the problem, Dixie will tackle it. After all, we're your biggest fan. Visit calldixie.com today.
Number 15033.
Hi, I'm Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop Wellness Center in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We've used Blue Water Broadcasting for years, and we attribute our results to what they do for us. If you want results with your advertising, call Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks. Helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To news and views from 9 till noon. Well, we talked about the tale of one drone strike. And have you seen any massive coverage in the corporate press on this drone strike?
Not really.
No, I've seen, like, not senators take, you know, Blinken to task and a few others, but I've not seen it, like, on CBS News or the New York Times, all this stuff.
Don't think you'll see it either.
Well, the New York Times World yesterday did another story on a different drone attack. You remember how, I think it was the Israelis with a robotic drone, completely automized, like I think they still have the trigger mechanism, so to speak, a human being does, but it gives the drone permission and it does all the targeting.
No, I did not know that.
Well, this drone killed this Iranian nuclear scientist. You know, this was like a year or two ago. This guy was pinpointed strike, precision strike, kills this guy at a truck.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah, and the Iranians immediately blamed the Israelis. Well, here's a headline from the New York Times World. The scientist and the AI-assisted remote control killing machine. And it's captioned like this on the Twitter, Eddie. Despite his prominent position, Iran's top nuclear scientist wanted to live a normal life.
Okay.
No, it's not. They're not done yet.
Wait, there's...
I'll start from the beginning. Despite his prominent position, Iran's top nuclear scientist wanted to live a normal life. He loved reading, poetry, taking his family to the seashore, and driving his own car instead of having bodyguards drive him in an armored vehicle.
Okay.
Wow.
Who wrote that, Joey?
This is the New York Times World. And I'm not sure who's running their social media or Twitter page. But, let's see. It was,
Was that his cousin or his niece or somebody?
Wow. Well, and to quote the great Michael Malice, there's no crime against humanity that the New York Times would not and has not excused, including genocide. Well, what are you talking about? Look up Walter Duranty and the Holodomor and Gareth Jones. Yeah, they still haven't given that Pulitzer back.
Really?
No. That's incredible. Yeah, the guy who's our top nuclear scientist just wanted to live a normal life. He liked to read.
He liked poetry.
He liked reading, W.H. Auden.
He wanted to drive his own car. Joey, if you had the option to drive your own car every day or someone drive you around, what would you take?
Usually somebody driving me around.
Thank you for
telling me. Yeah, but if it's like Revolutionary Guard bodyguards, I'd be like, oh my God, like... I feel like I'm a little under hostage, even though I'm the top scientist here at this joint.
I guess we were raised different, Joey. When we lived overseas, it was very common. It had to be on the bus. Our school buses and any of our tour buses had Americans on it. You had a guy in the front and a guy in the back with a Uzi. And we felt very comfortable with him.
Yeah, you felt safe?
Very comfortable. Even though he was Turkish and spoke no English and usually gave us a dirty look, I still felt comfortable with him on the bus.
Now, shifting gears, some follow-up to what happened with the rally this weekend. Now, this is the Justice for the J6 Prisoners, some stupid name like that.
I think it was just a cop fest. That's all I saw there.
Yeah, there's a lot of cops. A lot of feds.
A lot of feds.
This is from the AP. Washington, the AP. In a city still on edge after the January 6th insurrection. God.
Are they still...
Yeah, it was just like John Brown.
They're going to have to get over that.
After the January 6th vandalism, after the January 6th urinating in the Rubicon, not crossing it, law enforcement bore down in large numbers on the Capitol on Saturday over concerns that a rally in support of the jailed rioters would turn violent. Oh, so they're jailed rioters who conducted an insurrection.
The jailed rioters?
Yeah, the jailed rioters.
They let them out for the day or something?
Yeah, to quote the great Norm MacDonald, may he rest in peace, yes. I love how the violent terrorists on January the 6th followed the velvet ropes.
Joey.
That was the actual Norm tweet.
You got to have standards.
Yeah. I'm going to just start over from this story. In a city still on edge after the January 6th insurrection, law enforcement bore down in large numbers on the Capitol on Saturday over concerns at a rally in support of the jailed rioters would turn violent. It didn't. The crowd was sparse and incidents were few. The only clear parallels to the riots more than 8 months ago by supporters of Donald Trump were the false claims put forth by the rally organizers about the violence that January day when Congress met to certify the election of Joe Biden. The low turnout also called into question whether such rallies will have any staying power as the organizers attempt to tap into the rage of January 6th without the presence of the former president. Of course, this is going to be your stupid narrative. If a lot of people had shown up and been completely peaceful, you would have said, just wait. They've got panzer divisions coming up next.
Right.
But no, nobody shows up because the former president and a lot of others said, hey, this is a setup. Don't go. Right. It's going to be a Fed fest. Oh, so now that people don't show up to the setup, looks like nobody cares about the cause. Oh, we care. I hate what happened on January the 6th. And I hate the way y'all are milking it even more. Comparing it to Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Nowhere close. This wasn't an insurrection where Caesar crossed the Rubicon. It's a bunch of vandals, too worked up, urinated in it. Or decided to use it as a crapper or something. Not pretty. Not something I want to see in this country. But the way it's being milked, well, the only allowable mob is a left-wing one in this country. Law enforcement, the AP continues, had prepared for a confrontation by erecting temporary fencing around the Capitol and deploying heavy dump trucks to ring the rally site. Good God, local police departments and the U.S. National Guard were also on standby. The security might have been unnecessary in the end, but the volatility around the lie that the 2020 election was stolen and the presence of extremist and white nationalist groups on January 6th have made it impossible to predict how such events will go. You're insufferable. The corporate press, whether it's this New York Times story apologizing for Iran's nuclear program, or the constant milking of what happened that day, you're the enemy of the people. Oh, no, Joey's spreading the big lie. No, I don't feel like I would be welcomed into your hallowed halls. I don't think if the New York Times or the AP or the Washington Post showed up at my doorstep and said, let's do an interview, that they would interview me fairly. And I would say, no, go away. You're not my friend. Don't want any violence. And in fact, in my mind, you can have your stupid capital. Because it doesn't feel like it represents the people much anymore either. And most of the elected officials do. But we've certainly learned over this last year or two that the American people are so dumb they can't take personal responsibility for themselves when it comes to all sorts of virus mitigation, or every other aspect of life. You can't take care of yourself, and you need elected and unelected elites to take care of you for yourself. But you know the one area, Eddie, where you are so wise and your voice really matters?
Where's that?
Voting.
Of course.
So you're wise, so wise you can decide the fate of who's elected and who's not. But when it comes to all the other little things in your life, we need unelected bureaucrats to tell you how to live. And what to do. And who to fear. And what boogeyman is hiding under the bed. This is absurd. And I would like to know how many of those people still locked up there in Washington, D.C. actually committed violence that day. Or instead were just vandals who walked through the wrong rope line. Caught up in the brouhaha. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Oh, there's Steve Marshall on Fox Business. He's looking good. Mm. The attorney, what was that look, Eddie? Don't you like that our attorney general here for the great state of Alabama is talking to Varney?
No. Just not my guy.
He's not your guy?
Not my guy.
I don't have anything against Steve Marshall. No, and he's talking about how they're going to fight back against the federal vaccine mandates coming through OSHA.
Got Indian money in his pocket.
I see. You don't like rather state issues. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. And the CDC saying that 41% of people in Alabama are fully vaccinated.
I don't know, Joey. I have a problem with this whole the storyline that the... Because, you know, like one week we're up, ICU beds are up, and then the next week they're down, and
right.
And now we're vaccinated more, and they're going to say, oh, that's because the reason the ICU beds are down is because people... I don't believe the hype. Sorry.
Okay.
Just a bunch of crap.
Because it's not Scottish, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
I guess it must be me.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, Clint. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
How you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing good. At least it's not raining.
Yet. Not yet.
Not yet. It's coming back. It's coming back.
It's coming back. I mean, you know, I'm tell you guys a story about how messed up this government is.
All right.
I have a daughter in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Lost contact with her 15 years ago. And I call a congressman, a senator, and I talk to Martha Roby's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask for the phone number and the name of the consulate to the U.S. Embassy in Germany. You know, they would not give me that number.
What was their reason behind that?
They did not say it. I said, just give me the phone number to the U.S. Embassy in Germany.
And they just said no.
That person can help. And they refused to do it. They said, no, we cannot give out that number. And her office said, you need to hire a private investigator.
Mm.
Well, I can't hire a private investigator to go to Europe.
Let alone Germany.
Yeah, I mean, who can afford that?
Now, have you had any luck since then? When was this time? How long ago was it that you tried to reach out and find where your daughter is?
Oh, for the last. And guess what? You know how I found her? Well, she found my daughter, her sister, on Facebook.
Yep.
Facebook did what the government could not and would not do. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Facebook. I mean, come on. Congressman wouldn't help me. Senator couldn't help me. And I even called the Secretary of State. Got that number. In Alabama. Right here in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't help me either.
So, but it does sound like you found your daughter eventually.
Eventually. Took 15 years. And
she okay?
We've had two video conferences for the last 3 weeks. And she wants to come to America, and she has dual citizenship.
Okay. Well, I'm glad y'all have been able to reconnect, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, but see, our government, I don't understand it. Why couldn't I not have helped me more than what they did?
Your voice only counts when you're voting, Clint. Other than that, you just leave us alone, you peasant. Do what you say.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's the only time we count. My goodness.
Isn't
I hate it for Auburn Tigers, man. I was
pulling. Oh, don't bring that up. I know you hate it. Yeah, all you know, like you're concerned trolling. I'm so sorry. No. Your team sucks, Joey.
No, I'm an Auburn fan.
Okay, fair enough.
You know,
I'm just a little sensitive about it.
Just a little.
Hey, I want the Iron Bowl to be between two undefeated teams, both in the top five.
That ain't gonna happen this year.
No, sir. It ain't over yet. You don't know.
Yeah, I know. Alabama could take a loss.
It was close.
Absolutely.
It was close this Saturday.
It was so close that Nick Saban was smiling. You know, usually when Nick Saban, when Alabama is beating, they'll beat somebody by 100. Nick Saban's walking off that field, you know he's fixing to whoop somebody's butt. He was actually smiling at this one. So,
yeah, okay.
I think they did pretty good.
Well, Clint, I appreciate the call, man, as always.
And hey, have faith in our government. Isn't it great?
Thanks, Clint.
Have a good day.
You too, Clint.
It looks like those MK Ultra experiments are paying off. 272-9228. This part of the program, this entire hour, in fact, brought to you by Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. And whether it is Kim or Madeline Kahn helping you, well, Alabama Home Mortgage can get you set up right, whether you're looking to be a potential first-time home buyer. They'll walk you through that home buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. Or you're looking to refinance, whether you're a veteran looking to take advantage of VA home loan programs, or it could be a jumbo size loan, which right now you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars left on that mortgage, say maybe 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Now's the time to refinance.
Big time.
You got to do it. Or it could be a conventional loan. Whatever it is, Alabama Home Mortgage can save you money. If you're not taking advantage of these historically low rates in the housing market, you're leaving money on the table. Could be you're just looking to loosen up more cash flow to reinvest in yourself or your home. Could be kids are going off to college. You want to supplement the money you already saved there, help them out with room and board or some special projects they want to do. Or could be you just like having more money. I mean, who doesn't? Nothing wrong with that. So when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage, you can skip up to 2 months of payments and you start paying again. That monthly rate is going to be lower. They can actually cut down on the duration of your loan. So say you're about to come up for retirement and you want that mortgage paid off right as you retire.
Right.
Alabama Home Mortgage can help you there. So whatever it is, whatever loan you're looking to refinance, or maybe you're potentially a first-time home buyer, give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. Again, that number, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web and apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies, folks, and let Kim and her team prove that to you. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids and would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility in Montgomery. Don't risk sending your videos to some distant company on the internet. Hey, and call about our 50% off special for the month of September. 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net and like us on Facebook.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This very wet, dreary pattern seems to roll on almost endlessly, but hang on. We've got some very nice improvements to look forward to soon. Today and tonight, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms again. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. 84 the high today, 72 the low tonight, then tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mid-80s for a high. On Wednesday, there could be a few spotty storms ahead of this cold front sweeping through the state. Nice air back behind it. We could be in the upper 50s by first thing on Thursday morning. Sunshine, low humidity, highs in the 70s will follow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Now, as we open the show, Pfizer is claiming their vaccine is safe and effective for kids ages 5 to 11.
No.
Here's a quote. We are eager to extend the protection afforded by the vaccine to this younger population, subject to regulatory authorization, especially as we track the spread of the Delta variant and the substantial threat it poses to children. Since July, pediatric cases of COVID-19 have risen by about 240% of the U.S., underscoring the public health need for vaccination. There were 2,268 participants ages 5 to 11 in the trial, which, while it still followed a two-dose regimen, used a lesser dose than the amount given to people ages 12 and older for the safety, tolerability, and immunogenicity, or whatever that is, of younger children. Pfizer plans to share their data with the FDA and the European Medicines Agency and other regulators soon.
I know you don't have any children, Joey.
Yeah.
That you know of. But at the same time, if you did, what would it take to get them to take part in that experiment right there?
Fear.
Just fear.
Fear. Well, and it's one thing to have fear for yourself, but fear for your child, just exponentially more. Fear. Yeah, but he said pediatric cases have risen by 240% of the U.S. since July, says the CEO of Pfizer.
Okay, let's see.
And how many of those kids died?
I'm going to put money on less than 1%. I'll put money on less than half a percent. But not only that, I'd like to say, I don't like the percentages. Percentages can be, right. I want to see
what's
actual
the total
numbers.
Number?
Right. Right.
And let's say, look at the cause of death for children in general in the same time period.
And let's see adverse vaccine reactions.
Yeah.
In children. If we're going to look at the picture, I want to see the whole picture.
Well, I'm happy it's a decision I don't have to make.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing for me to say, hey, I'll put something in me.
Right.
Or I won't. It's me.
It's you. That's exactly
when
right.
When I'm thinking about my child, that's a whole other thing. Though, of course, as I've said before, there are some of these unelected folks who would like the whole country to be one big public school, and the only way you can graduate is you join the faculty.
How do we get rid of these unelected folks, Joey?
Just tell them no.
You're right. We have more unelected running the country.
Well, you need to get the elected to get off their backsides and actually do massive restructuring and reforms, but they won't do that.
Why is that? They don't want the fight. They don't want the popularity.
Well, because they rely on a lot of unelected people to do their job.
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll see. But if you have a child 5 to 11 years old, you don't have to use your name. Certainly not your real name. Are you willing to give them this Pfizer vaccine? Or are you waiting for other regulators to tell you it's okay? Or will the FDA saying it's okay change your mind in any way? Sorry for all the unintentional rhyming. 272-9228, 272-9228. I wonder how much money Pfizer's going to make out of this.
Tons.
Joe Biden over the weekend saying, I'm trying to fight the big corporations by taxing them. It's like, hey, Joe, you're literally forcing millions of Americans to be patients of these big pharmaceutical companies.
He is taxing them. He'd want his 10%.
And I don't want to hear about fighting corporations from the senator from the credit card companies in Delaware.
Those are fake fights anyway.
God, what a...
They've been watching some wrestling.
What a corrupt regime this entire thing is. More news and views when we come back after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. I do wonder when people are going to wake up to, instead of trying to clip around the edges and reform, whether it's public schools or so many aspects of the federal government, that you're actually going to run to change things instead of just yell and scream about things. Pass some laws that the unelected bureaucrats won't follow, and then you'll have a court case that goes their way, not yours.
Seems to be the way it's happening.
Yeah, over and over and over again. Like, Seriously, like all these laws going after critical race theory, yeah, that'll go over like a fart in church.
Mm-hmm.
You really think you're going to control teachers? And who do you think has more power, lawmakers here in Alabama or people that craft curricula and sell it to school systems all over the country?
Yeah.
I think the professionals who craft the curriculum.
Thank you.
They'll just call it something else. Now, there have been efforts to make these new laws very generalized and no scapegoating on the basis of race and sex. Like, yeah, okay.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, and what judge is going to uphold that law? Right.
Ah.
It's just
you hit me with absurd questions I got no answers to there, Joey.
It's just absurd. And so, if you actually want your kids to be free, you're going to need to give them freedom, whether it's in school choice or it's completely abolishing all sorts of departments there at the federal level.
I remember my parents, they let us play with freedom a lot. They said, you want the belt, you want the switch. The choice is yours. You are free to choose.
Now, of course, the script today is Biden has a big United Nations speech coming up.
Crooks talking to crooks.
And Chucky Todd, the palace jester for the corporate press. You know, they don't want to put out somebody who's too impressive with too much gravitas. Yeah, they got to put out somebody who looks like, somebody who had a wedgie way too often in his middle school and high school years.
Has he found his way out of the locker yet?
No, I mean, he's the type that goes back to a high school reunion, like 20-year reunion.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, everybody's adults now. It's going to be fine. And I'm a world-class, nationally broadcast anchor
for
NBC. I host Meet the Press. I'm sure if I go back to this 20-year reunion, I'm going to have respect.
Right.
And he shows up, and what's the first thing they do? Ah, it's Wedgie Chucky.
They give him a wedgie and put him in a locker.
Right. That's what we got going on here. And Chuck Todd says, I think Biden's got a big credibility crisis on his hands.
Wow.
It does seem like there's a lot being set up for Biden to soon leave the scene. And when I think of credibility and restoring faith in the nation, what do I think of, Eddie? Kamala.
Chuck Todd, I thought.
Nah, Chucky's a dope.
He's not going to help bring it all together?
No, but Kamala will.
goodness. Here, let's see who this is calling in. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Hello, News and Views.
Why would you call us?
This might be from the prison again.
Oh, really?
I heard you say you had no kids earlier. Tutwiler's been calling ever since.
Yeah, here's Chuck Todd talking about
the border crisis. We can talk about the period of about 1 hour on Friday where we learned that the drone strike that had been touted as an attack and a victory over ISIS actually killed a group of civilians, including 7 children.
Hold on. You know this story about the drone? I knew this about the kids like 2-3 weeks ago, like right after it happened.
Right.
Why is this now just coming up? Oh, it's because the prestigious have to put their stamp on it first. Lately, that's been going on a lot. Where I'll get something because I just read alternative sources.
Right.
Oh, but it's not officially true until the prestigious institutions get a hold of it. Anyway.
France recalling its ambassadors from Washington because of that nuclear deal they were cut out of between the United States and the UK and Australia. And also the COVID booster news that all came on Friday. How is the White House managing all this? And what do you expect to hear from the president at the UN on Tuesday?
Well, look, I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite. Afghanistan withdrawal wasn't going to be messy. This wasn't going to look like Saigon. The booster shots, he came out and essentially said 8 months and even indicated maybe we should start it as soon as 5 months. Now we're not sure if anybody under 65 is going to get a booster shot. So, you know, he's had, and of course the border has been, you know, whether this is, we can talk about the border problems. You could say there's years in the making, but it's pretty clear we have a bigger problem now than we've had in years. And this is these policies have turned into becoming a magnet. So he's got a lot of work to do. The UN speech, look, he's got some credibility issues on the world stage, to see, make sure that people still view America as not just a stable democracy, but a competent leader of the free world, right?
Man, that's really inspiring work there, Chuck. Really inspiring stuff. I mean, Joe Biden's got a lot of work to do, you think? And there's a lack of credibility and just a show of competency on the world stage, you think? Maybe this is why there are a lot of us who wanted to use Donald Trump like a hand grenade to blow up this stupid regime. Metaphorically speaking, I don't want any violence. I really would like to turn the Capitol building, the White House, and the Supreme Court into museums. Open to the public. And then the actual government will keep on doing what it's doing.
Then where will we do our business, Joey?
You know, like the elected people could work back here at home. They don't need to go to D.C.
I agree. Why
and then there's all these other office buildings in D.C. where the actual government exists. It'll be fine.
What's the original reason for going to D.C.? Like, back when we had horse and buggy. Because it was lack of communication.
Yeah, and it was like a central location, a non-state. Right. That would be a location, yeah.
And I think you're exactly right. Why, at this point, can't they Zoom it?
Yeah, just Zoom it. Stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home. Do more town halls that way. That way, like, the old republic... Because we've been through many iterations of it. The old republic can just be that. It's like a museum piece where we pretended like we still follow the Declaration of the Constitution for years, but now we're just like, that's in the past. Now the massive administrative state that runs a global empire, they just continue to work while we pretend we have a say. Yeah, Chuck, there's a bit of a credibility crisis, but you notice what they're doing here, Eddie. The credibility crisis and the competency crisis... It's all on who? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, right?
And this is the trick they constantly pull. It's all on Donald Trump. It's all on Barack Obama. It's all on George W. Bush. It's all on Joseph Robinette Biden.